Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Wednesday, the 10th of November. New South Wales recorded 216 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night and 3 deaths. These include 2 men from southwestern Sydney, aged in their 30s and 40s, who were both unvaccinated. The Hunter New England Local Health District recorded 46 new cases, 11 in Cessnock, 9 in Lake Macquarie, 8 in Tamworth, 6 in Newcastle, 6 in Midcoast, 2 in Moree Plains, 2 in Inverell, 1 in Port Stephens, and 1 in Singleton. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 4 new cases, all in Dubbo, and the Far West Local Health District recorded 2 new cases, both of which were in Ivanhoe. There are now 16 total active cases in Ivanhoe. A heads up for those in Kempsey. The Dari Aboriginal Corporation Medical Service is closed for face-to-face general medical consults from the beginning of this week through until Friday, the 19th of November. This is due to the spread of COVID in the area, and appointments will be done via telehealth unless a face-to-face appointment is specifically requested by your health professional. Visit the Dari ACMS Facebook page for further information, or it will be linked in today's COVID update article on our website. On to Victoria, where there were 1,003 new locally acquired cases reported to midnight last night and 14 deaths. There are now 15,031 total active cases across the state. Regional Victoria recorded 137 new cases, including 27 in Shepparton, 22 in Latrobe, 14 in Baw-Baw, 11 in Geelong, and 8 in Mildura. There are now 420 active cases in Latrobe, 395 in Shepparton, and 102 in Mildura. A full list of cases from across regional Victoria is available in today's COVID update article on our website. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.